Welcome to the Compass Church podcast and thanks for tuning in. We hope that you enjoy the message that you're about to hear.
Fantastic. Good morning, church. How you doing? Can we just stand to our feet real quick? Is that all right? And just let's just thank God. God is worthy. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our thanks. Can we just clap our hands, raise our voices, and just thank God this morning? Father, we worship you. God, we honor you. Thank you that you're present. You're with us right now. God, fill this house with your spirit. Touch every life. I pray for an encounter right now with heaven and with your goodness, Lord God. I thank you no matter what any person is walking through right now, whatever challenges they're facing, you're bigger than, you're more than enough. You're able to meet those needs, Lord God, in every person's life. Father, we honor you. We worship you. Thank you that you are our hope. You are our future. And God, we love you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said,
amen.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys. Grab a seat. Hey, it's really good to be here. It's good to be anywhere, but it's really good to be here. And, you know, like Pastor Phil was saying, I moved to the Sunshine Coast like 3 weeks ago. And my wife and kids are having a great time. It is raining a whole lot, but we're having a great time. And funnily enough, I was preaching last week in another church in Nambour. And this guy introduced me as this amazing pastor that has a fantastic ministry. And in my mind, I was thinking, if only he knew I've got no people. Like literally, none. And we're making some great connections and having some fun. But it's great to be here today. And I feel like God wants to show up and he wants to show off. He wants to move in your world and do something that radically transforms your today for your tomorrow. God is a God of power. And I love what it says in Corinthians. It says in 1 Corinthians 4:20, it says, the kingdom of God is not in word and deed only, but in power. So it's not just what I say. It's not just what I do. It's what we carry on our lives. And there is an anointing and a power and an empowerment for our lives that God says, you can have, just step into it. And so I'm believing today that miracles will happen in this place. I have the privilege of kind of traveling far and wide and just seeing God do what God does. And I find the more I can get out of the way, the more I can build anticipation and expectations of what he might do, the more God shows up. And I was recently in Auckland, and I prayed for a young guy that he was 20 at this stage, but when he was 18, he had a stroke. And he was paralyzed down the whole left side of his body, and so he kind of used walking frame, and his friends would help him in, and he used to be the head of this hip-hop dance group and all this stuff. And so he was kind of left out because he couldn't do what he knew to do. And I called him forward and the power of God hit him. And instantly, 2 years paralyzed, totally paralyzed down the left side of his body, God touched him and healed him. And I'm not a physician. I'm not a doctor. I'm not trained in any kind of medical profession or medical. God is God. And God is a miracle. And the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I'm believing, and I'd love you to believe with me that God could do something in your world today. Yeah. Is there anybody here needing a touch from God? I know I do. I need God to intervene in certain areas of my life. And I'm just standing in faith believing that he will. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. And what I love about church is a place where we can come and do business with God. Where we can come and get real with God. If you've got issues in your world this morning, just get real with God and say, God, this area of my life, it's tough. This area of my life, I got nothing. I can't meet this need on my own. Will you meet it for me? And he will every time. Hey, before I really start preaching, I want to just thank Pastor Phil and Nat. These guys are amazing. It might even be 8 years since we've seen each other and a whole lot of years since we've spoken. But the second I got off the plane, I met with Pastor Phil, it was like no time had passed. They are just amazing people. And the way he talks about you, we've had conversations over the last few days, the way he talks about you, you just fill his heart. He carries you with just such great love and desire to see you live your best life. And I'd just like to honour your leaders today, and I'd like you to help me honour them this morning. You guys are amazing. Thanks for just taking ground and extending the kingdom and being the legends that you are. It's awesome. And for Mick and Holly, Paul, all the team, Jemima, Robin, all the guys. Troy, you're a legend. How good was it that the white guy with red hair calls us to get our groove on this morning? How good is that? Come on. I love it. Fantastic. I'm pumped. I really feel like God will do something this morning. So if you want to come with me, let's journey a little and then just see what God does. But the first thing I'd say is it says in 2 Corinthians 4, it says we all have the same spirit of faith. And so I want to encourage you this morning to flick faith on. Faith needs to be exercised. It needs to be walked out. And we all have faith. We've all been given a measure of faith. So if I can encourage you this morning, get to a place where you just say, God, I believe. God, I believe anything's possible. God, I believe you can do something in my world. And God, I want an encounter this morning. Amen? Amen. Fantastic. You know, faith is the foundation of any successful Christian life. It would be a form of insanity to come and do what we do, to worship, to give, if we didn't believe that God was able to work in our lives. Isaiah 64 says, God works for those that wait for him. He meets with those who rejoice. God works. Can I encourage you this morning? God works. He works in relationships. He works in physical bodies. I've prayed for 2 dead people that came back to life, and it's been witnessed by many. I've prayed for people that were blind from birth and they got healed. I've prayed for people that were deaf from birth and at 32 years of age, their ears opened up. God works. He just wants us to wait for him. He wants us to go to a position. You know, Psalm 46 says, be still and know that I am God. God wants you to know him. He wants you to know his power. He wants you to know his goodness. You know, I was talking to Pastor Phil this morning, yesterday, and he reminded me of a scripture that says, taste and see that the Lord is good. God wants you to taste. He wants you to experience his goodness. He wants you to see and have a vision for your future beyond today. And it happens when we step into faith, when we go, God, I believe. And I just love that, like I was saying before, church is a place where heaven meets earth and earth meets heaven. It's the gateway into the supernatural, and I just love getting into that place where I can exercise some faith, I can step out in belief and see God do miracles in my world. You know, Romans 8:31 says this, what then shall we say of these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Down to verse 35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine, nakedness, danger or the sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. There's nothing that can stop you encountering God today. You know, the Bible says those that hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. If we come to God, he meets us at that place. The Bible says, draw near to him and he will draw near to you. There is nothing that can stop you. The devil may be lying to you, he may be speaking into your world, he may be placing you in times of challenge. There is nothing that can stop you encountering God afresh today. You know, I love it. It says in Ephesians 1:19, it says, the same power that God worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead is at work in you. The same power that was able to raise a dead body to life is at work in your life and your circumstances. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or imagine, according to the power that is at work in us, to him be the glory in Christ Jesus throughout all the church. Yeah. Man, is there anybody here that would give God some glory this morning? Yeah. He is able. He is willing. He is able. He wants to meet your needs and exceed your expectations, exceed your desires. And, you know, it's our faith in God's ability that positions us in the miracle zone. And I am convinced that the power of God active in our lives is the direct response of his praise on our lips. It says, to him who is able, let's give him the praise. To him who can do what nobody else can do, what no other person can meet, let's give him some praise. So I'm determined every single day of my life, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to thank him regardless of what I walk through, because he is able and he is willing to, and he's a good, loving and gracious God. Amen. So my message for you today, if you hadn't realized, is a message of faith. And the scripture I want to take you to, you know, around some of this is Hebrews 11, verse 1. It says this, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Down to verse 6, it says, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Everybody saying, now faith is. Faith is right now. You can believe for God to move in your world right now. Faith is now.
Faith is in this moment. Faith, you can encounter, you can press in, you can touch God right now where you are. Any time of the day, but right now you can encounter God. And what I really wanted to do this morning was look at what faith does and what faith is. And this isn't all conclusive, but I've just been thinking through, what is faith and what does it do? And so the first thing I would say is, faith is the thing that locates the power of God. When you make that choice, you know, Mark 11:22 says, have faith in God. It's just have faith in God. When times are good, when times are bad, have faith in God. He wants you to go, you know what, God, though I don't understand, I know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. And though I face a challenge, though I face pressures, though all hell has been released against me, God, I believe. And faith is the thing that locates the power of God. It sees beyond my current circumstance to a better tomorrow, to an assured future, to promises that have been spoken into my life long ago. It sees beyond right now. And you know, what you see when your eyes are closed is more important than what you see when your eyes are open. And that's the faith zone. That's, you know what, I'm sitting here, God, in your presence. You know, the Bible says, draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. I'm sitting here, I'm waiting for you because I know you're going to work in my circumstance. I know you're going to do something in my life. And is there anybody here facing any challenges today? Facing anything that they need God to step in the middle of this? You know what, I don't want to do life in my own strength. I don't want to do life in my own intellect because it's limited. And it's flawed and it's fallible. I want to do life in God's strength. You know, it says in Psalms, it says, blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their heart on pilgrimage. Life is a journey. I want to just keep putting one foot in front of the other every single day of my life, believing that God is for me and not against me. Believing that he's going to cause no weapon formed against me to prosper. Believing that he's called me to be the head and not the tail, above and never beneath. Faith locates what I can't even see. It takes a hold of what I don't even know, and it puts me, you know, in the miracle zone. The second thing is, faith activates a God response in our lives. God is a responsive God, but he doesn't respond to needs, he responds to faith. He responds to men and women that go, I'm confused, I'm disoriented, I'm punch drunk, I've done all that I can, I've got nothing else but God, I believe. And I'm going to stay in faith. I'm going to stay in that position where, you know what, I'm going to keep giving in church, even though my finances are mucked up. I'm going to keep loving my wife and my kids, even though, you know, I'm not feeling it back. I'm going to keep doing, God, what I know you've called me to do, because God responds to that. He says, I can do something with that. You've got my attention now. Now I'm going to move in your world. And God doesn't move in our life when we struggle. He moves in our life when we pray. And prayer is an act of faith. So if I can encourage you in this month of prayer and fasting, really get into that. And really, really pray big prayers. Pray audacious prayers. Pray prayers that freak you out. And if they happen, it can only have been God. Pray that this auditorium would be filled. Pray that your family and friends will get saved. Pray that your circumstances will turn around. And if you don't have work, you'll find work. If you're sick, you'll be healed. Just pray that God would move and watch what he will do. Because so often we go to these places of fear and anxiety and we go to people and we just go to God. The word says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication, bring your request to God so that his peace can flow into your circumstance. So his peace can fill your heart and your mind, and you can sit in just a state of, God, I'm here and I know you are and I've got everything I need. Amen. The third thing I believe that faith does is it captivates the power of God, guiding it towards your point of need in your world. It says, God, I've seen the answer. God, I know you're hearing me now, and now I know this is where I need it, God. And, you know, I was recently in Auckland, and I was staying in a hotel on the harbour side, and I was on, like, the sixth floor, so right up, had a great view. I went to bed, drew the curtains, woke up in the morning, and I didn't have my view of the harbour anymore. There was this boat that was, like, you know, 12 stories high right in front of the windows. I thought, man, that's amazing. And it had just loaded up a whole lot of things. And then it was being taken out again. And then another boat was brought in. And God said to me, faith is like those tugboats guiding this ocean liner into dock. It gets my attention. And then it brings me to the point of need. It brings, you know, have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen an ocean liner being brought in to dock? This massive millions of tons of steel that just gently gets positioned into place. God is gentle. He knows what you need and when you need it. And so often we think, God, I need this now. And he goes, no, you don't need that now. You need this now. And he wants to bring the answers to your world. He wants to bring peace to your situation. He wants to bring a miracle to where you are. He just wants you to grab a hold of him. To take it captivates the power of God and positions it right where it's needed. You know, faith is given as a gift. We all have the spirit of faith. We've been given a measure of faith, but it's taken a hold of by choice. A choice that each and every one of us make. My faith is no good for you. Pastor Phil's faith is no good for you. You have a measure of faith that you can take a hold of, that you can activate, that you can work. You want muscles like Michael? You got to work out. You want faith that takes down giants, that moves mountains? You've got to exercise it. You've got to work it. You've got to do something with it. You've got to step out with it. And there's a great scripture that says in Jude 20 verse 3, it says, "But you, dear friends, build yourselves up or stir yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Spirit." Stir yourself. Can I encourage you, Compass Church, be men and women of faith that step out into the bold unknown, that step out with courage and conviction and go, you know what, we're building something in Malawi, I'm going to give towards that. You know what, there's drug addicts in our city and Pastor Phil and Nat have asked us to do something with it, I'm going to step out and do it. Can I encourage you, step out. The greatest adventure, the greatest journey you will ever walk, the greatest life you will ever live will be a life spent in faith. No, man, if you don't turn up, we're sunk. God, if you don't turn up, you know, we're done. Man, I'm telling you, I really feel like 2013 is a year of influence and impact for the church. The church at large. But I believe for this church, that you can have influence and impact beyond what you've ever dreamed in this city. And you'll have auditorium after auditorium filled with worshipers because you're men and women of faith. Because you pray and because you step out in God. Amen? Yeah, I love the scripture, Proverbs 3. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths." When we step out in faith, God directs our lives. He takes us where we need to go. He brings us to that place that he has prepared for us. And you know, your doctor may say you're sick, but the Bible says you're healed. Isaiah 53, by his stripes we are healed. Your bank balance may say you're broke, but God says you can prosper. It's the faith zone. It's going where we don't understand. It's believing beyond, you know, what's rational. You know, you may be have pain in your body, but you can be pain free. You can have the touch of God upon your life that changes everything in a moment. And so we know that faith move. You know, faith is the atmosphere that God moves in. But I was thinking about what is faith, and I'd say this: faith is hope. It's a positive anticipation of future good. Don't sit down in today. Don't sit down in what you know. Look beyond today and what you're facing to what God has for you tomorrow. It's the anchor of our soul. Our faith in God, a good, loving, majestic God that spoke and created the heavens and the earth, is our anchor for our soul. It holds us firm. It's the ballast on the inside that goes, you know what, regardless of the storms that I face, and we're all going to face storms in life, but you know what, the world faces storms as well, but our faith is our hope and our anchor. The Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust. So sometimes we go, I'm being attacked and all hell's being released against me. You know what? Sometimes it's just life. But your faith will carry you through anything that you face. It's a believing despite our circumstances. You know, Romans 8:28 says, "All things work together for good for those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purposes." You know, the Bible says that Abraham believed and he was commended as righteous because of his faith in Christ. I want to be seen as a righteous man because I have faith in God and I walk out my faith every day. You know, David said, "I would have lost heart if I had not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the..." I would have lost heart. We lose heart. We get despondent. You know, the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. I would have lost heart, yet I believed. Your belief will hold. You're going to go through stuff. You're going to face stuff, but your hope will hold you in life. It's optimistic, excited. It breaks through and sees victory. It's full of vision and light. And, you know, it even says in Hebrews 6:19, it says, "This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast." This hope we have, faith given as a gift, taken hold of as a choice, becomes hope for our future. Is this helping anybody? The second thing is action. Faith is action. Faith isn't static, it's active. It's doing something. It's a Peter stepping out of the boat. Do you know that Jesus actually called all the disciples out of the boat? He said, "Come." But only one stood. Only one walked. Every single one. God's calling you out today. He's calling out, be a man, be a woman of faith that steps out. There's storms all around. There's impossibilities that are presenting themselves. Come and walk on the water with me. It's active. It's a Bartimaeus, comfortable in his beggar's cloak, standing up, yelling out even louder, throwing it off and say, Jesus, Son of Mercy, have mercy on me. Jesus, come and touch my life. Is there anybody here desperate enough to let God touch their world today? Anybody desperate enough to do something that you may not have done before so God can do what he hasn't done before in your life? I tell you, I want God to move. I want to do whatever I can to get in that position where God moves in my life. I don't care if I look crazy. I don't care if people, you know, misunderstand my intentions. I just want God. And I want God more than I want the approval of man. And I want God more than I want somebody to look on and go, I could do something for you. I don't care what people can do for me. I want God to do what only he can do for me. Because then it's the miracle zone. Then it's the fourth dimension, the supernatural, where anything is possible, where impossibility becomes possible. And, you know, our actions strengthen our belief. Can I encourage you, never act out of fear, always act out of faith. Because your actions strengthen your belief. And we need to be men and women that step out and go, I'm stepping out because God, you said it. God, you gave me a word. God, you spoke to me through somebody. You spoke to me through Pastor Phil and that. I'm stepping out. Even though, you know, it's weird and it's unusual and it's stretching me, I'm going to step out. I feel like 2013 is a year where if we step out, God will meet us. If we stretch, he'll take a hold of our hand at that point. And I don't know, there might be people here today, I feel like it's a time to step out. It's a time to go bigger. It's a time to stretch yourself. Because sometimes we get comfortable in our Christian walk. We get comfortable in life and we come along and we enjoy what we have in the community. I feel like you will fill this house if you will step out. If you will let your light shine, if you'll be men and women of faith, God will build the church and you won't even have to do anything. It'll just be your light shining. People will see your life and go, I want what you have. Take me to where you get it. And you'll bring them to this place and they'll be blessed. Amen. You know, I like the story of the woman with the issue of blood. What a demoralizing thing that she's lost everything. Life is draining from her. It's not flowing to her. But Jesus said, I've come to give you life. I want you to have life and more abundantly. And she goes, you know what? I'm desperate. I just need to touch Jesus. I need to meet with him now. She gets on her hands and knees. She does what she's not meant to do, and she crawls through a crowd. She's bleeding. She's scratched up. She's, you know, people are probably looking at her and kicking her and spitting on her, and it's like, man, what are you doing? She touches the hem of his coat because she goes, man, if I touch this, I will be healed. I'm telling you, anytime you encounter God, anytime you touch Jesus, healing will flow towards your world. The power of God will flow into your circumstance. We just need to get ourselves to a place where we stand up and we move. Amen? The third thing I'd say is this, and then we're going to pray for some stuff. Faith's an attitude. It's an attitude. The Bible says, thanks be to God that gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I walk in victory every single day of my life. It doesn't mean I have victory in every circumstance, but I walk in victory. It's my mindset. It's what I believe. It's the attitude I hold. The Bible says I'm a victor in life through Christ Jesus. You are victorious in life. And I don't care what you're going through. I don't care if you've been divorced. I don't care if you're sick. You are in victory in Jesus' name. God is for you and not against you. He's going to cause you to prosper in life. It's an attitude that we hold. It's a language that we speak. Faith is the language that opens heaven. What do you say about your world? What do you say about your marriage? What do you say about your finances, about your kids, about your future? Man, I couldn't do that because... No. The first purpose of speech is creation, not communication. God gave us the ability to create through our mouth. He wants you to speak towards your future. He wants you to hold the attitude of, I can do anything. Faith says, I can do anything. I can be anything. I can overcome anything. God wants you to speak out the truth of his word over your circumstance and let your current circumstance line up with the reality of what God has spoken over your life. Amen? We got to get ticked off with the devil. The devil is trying to rip you off. The devil is trying to take from you, and we need to get ticked off and go, you know what, enough is enough. I'm standing up right now. I got the attitude of, come on, bring it on. And you know what? I believe as Christians, we need to get a little bit of fight on the inside of us. We need to get strong. We need to stand up. Faith will cause you to be strong when you're facing challenges. And man, you know what? I face the same challenges as you do. Pastor Phil faces the same challenges as you do. Our faith carries us through every challenge and causes us to keep a sweet spirit and a right mind. And we just keep pressing forward. And I love what it says in 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You know, I love that Daniel, even though he was be put to death if he prayed, he said, you know what, my attitude is I worship God above everything else. And God, I'm going to pray regardless of what decrees are issued, regardless of what the law of the land says, I'm going to worship you because you're my king, you're my savior, you're my rock. And God saved him. He brought him through what he was facing. If we'll stand in God, he will bring us through every challenge we face. We just need to be men and women of faith that go, God, I believe. It's you. It's always been you. It'll always be you. You're the Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. God, I worship you. You know, and I love the scripture in Matthew 11:28. I might ask everyone if you could just close your eyes quickly because I'm going to pray for some stuff. I feel like there's some you know, answers to prayer here this morning. But I love the scripture in Matthew 11:28. It says this. It says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come and take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because my yoke's easy and my burden is light. But I love it. Come to me. Don't run to what you've known in the past. Don't run to the world. Don't run to people that can offer empathy or sympathy. Run to me. Anybody that's weary or heavy laden. So while every eye is closed, while every head's bowed, I'd like to ask you this question, and I think it's a fair question. If as you were leaving today, going to your car, your heart stopped beating and you died, would you go to heaven? Are you in right relationship with Jesus Christ? And the Bible says he's the author and perfecter of our faith. He gave you that spirit of faith. He's deposited on it. But if, you know, you don't have to put your hand up. You don't have to answer. But if you were to die, would you go to heaven? And you might be here and you're thinking, you know what, Christian, I would. I'm a good person. I will go to heaven. And that's great that you're a good person. We need to be good people. But there's nowhere in the Bible that says you get to heaven by being a good person. You go, well, okay, that's fair enough. But I was brought up in religion and I was baptized and I was confirmed and I did different classes. I should go to heaven. And that's great also that you've done these things and you've got, you know, a faith on the inside. But there's nowhere in the Bible that it says that you get into heaven because you were confirmed or baptized or brought up in tradition. The Bible says if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, we will be saved. That I believe. I'm choosing right now to believe in Jesus, that he is my Lord and Savior, and I'm going to confess it with my mouth. So while every eye's closed and every head's bowed, can I ask that question one more time? Are you in right relationship with Jesus? Are you walking with God? Have you ever asked Jesus into your life? And therefore, if you were to pass away as you went to your car today, would you go to heaven? And if you can't say, yeah, that I definitely am, I want to pray a simple prayer with you today that leads you into that relationship so that you have an assurance and a peace on the inside that if you were to go, and we're all on that journey, and this isn't doom and gloom or pressure or anything, but I think it's good just to take stock at times of where we are and what we're facing. And I'm going to pray for miracles, but the greatest miracle I know is relationship with Jesus. My life turned around the day I asked Jesus Christ into my life. If that's you, I just want you to lift your hand and say, Christian, pray for me. I want to walk in right relationship with Jesus. I want to know and have an assurance in my heart that I'm going to heaven, you know, when I leave this earth. If that's you, just lift your hand. Every eye closed. Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If that's you, please. It's such a simple prayer. Thank you very much. Thank you, Lord. If there's anybody else, just lift your hand and say, yeah, that's me. Pray for me this morning, Christian. We're going to do that. I'm going to hand back to Pastor Phil, and I'm going to pray for anybody that's got, you know, a sickness, pain in their body, feel like God's given me some words. So if that's you, just lift your hand one more time. I'm not going to labor this point, but if that's you, fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hands are going up all over. Thank you. Fantastic. Can we just stand to our feet this morning? Thank you, Lord. Practically, I can't come to each and every one of you, but I would love to pray with you this morning. If you lifted your hand, could you please make your way down the front so we can pray together and just pray a simple prayer to ask Jesus into your life to be your Savior? There was kind of hands that went up all over the place. I'd love to pray with you. Church, can we give these guys a hand this morning? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Fantastic. Come on, keep coming. There was different guys. Sir, if you'd like to come, different guys that put their hand up. Fantastic. What's your name?
Rob.
Christian, nice to meet you. What's your name?
Jessica.
Craig, fantastic. Come on, there was a few more guys. I'm not going to label this. If you didn't come down, let's pray together anyway. If you didn't raise your hand, you want to come down. Let's do this. Can we pray this prayer together this morning, church? Every one of us. Any time an altar call is given, I pray this prayer. I want to be walking right with God. I want to have His smile and favor upon my life. And so let's just say this together. And you guys that are out the front, if you just say this from the bottom of your heart, Jesus, I give you my life. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Spirit now. God, I look away from yesterday. I turn away from my past. And I look towards my future with you. God, thank you for sending your Son to pay a price that I never could. Thank you for my salvation. I accept it today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.